I love you, though.
Obviously, great win for us. Great team victory for all of us. It was important for us to end that losing streak. We wanted to come out and set the tone before this bye week. Be 2-0 in the division against a very good Detroit Lion team. And we came out. We didn't do anything special. We came out and played like we're supposed to. We executed and performed well. And defense played extremely well. Our offense played extremely well. I think 10 guys, including me, caught the ball. And unfortunately, I'm going to throw myself like another 15-yard pass to negate the negative 15 yards. But we spread it around a lot. Jarius Wright, I mean, he stepped up big in the absence of Percy and made some great plays. Obviously, we want Percy back, but he did a great job. And Kyle Rudolph got him involved again. And then that old man, Adrian Peterson, unbelievable. I mean, if there's a guy that is a better fit for comeback player of the year, show me, because I don't think there is. And he's playing really well. And also, I want to thank my girlfriend, because obviously she has such a big impact on how I play for allowing me to win. So thank you.
Adrian said he thought Percy's absence this week might have been a blessing in disguise for you, just forcing you to look throughout the whole field. Is there any truth to that?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, we had to find ways to distribute the ball to other people, because obviously Percy's such a big part of this offense, and had to find other ways to move the ball and did it. But obviously, we definitely want Percy back. I mean, he's a huge part of this offense and makes a ton of plays, so. We found a way to do it without him, but we're going to be happy when hopefully he'll be back for Chicago, if not whenever. But we're glad that other guys stepped up and played well.
Chris, after a few tough weeks, how much did hitting that post to Jarius on the first drive just kind of let you loosen up?
It was big, especially get the ball downfield. I mean, you guys want to see the ball get downfield, so we were able to do that. But, it was huge and something that, we knew we could take advantage of on that specific play, seen in film, and a lot of cover two and third and long, and we got him isolated on the Mike Backer, and he beat him. And again, he made a ton of plays, and he stepped up. And for us to start that first drive like that was huge.
This week and getting through your progressions and making that step forward.
I don't know what the key was. It was something I put a lot of emphasis on, staying in the pocket, just relaxing and getting through my reads. And something that Coach Johnson talked about is just going out and playing and not worrying by the consequences of your throws. Just go out and let it rip, and that's what I did.
Did you think you were worried about consequences, things like that?
No, not really. Not really. In the previous weeks, I mean, it came down to execution, and we just didn't execute, and I didn't execute, and just put a big emphasis on obviously execution this week and finish, and that's kind of what our key phrases of this whole season. But just made sure I stood in the pocket and got the ball out. And fortunately, a lot of guys stepped up to make plays in the passing game.
How nice will the bye week be, coming off a win and your performance to get, your swagger back?
It's definitely nice. Obviously, we wouldn't want it to be on the other end, but, knowing what our schedule is going to be after the bye week, we're happy to get this win and kind of get back on the right page. There's still a ton of things that we got to work on. Obviously, red zone offense. I mean, good thing we have a good kicker because, we definitely left some points out off the board. But still a lot of things we got to work on. But we are excited to use this as a stepping stone.
How hard or easy would it be to incorporate Jarius and Percy on the field at the same time?
I think it'd be easy. I think especially having a guy like Bill Musgrave as our offensive coordinator, he's going to find ways to get both of them the ball. And Jarius obviously earned a spot to play the rest of the year, and we want to get him on the field. But, I think, two very dynamic players between Percy and Jarius will be fun to have on the field.
You dropped that pass on Friday in practice.
Yeah.
Did you pick him up after that?
We told him. And after he dropped it, we went out and kind of on our own and worked on it and made sure that he got it right. And kind of underthrew the ball a little bit in the game, and he adjusted and caught the ball. So, glad he caught it.
After you hand the ball to Adrian, how long before you know it's a big play? Does he surprise you, or can you tell as soon as you give it to him?
Sometimes you can tell. Sometimes you have no idea. A lot of times he creates his own holes and finds, squeezes it out, runs over a guy. It's hard to tell. Probably after first 10 yards or so when you see him, you kind of see his body angle, kind of down, and you see him start taking off and running hard, and that's kind of when you expect he's about to make a big play.
Pretty nice to have a closer like that, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. He showed up big in the fourth quarter and one of the best players in the NFL. So we're we're excited to that he's becoming healthy and playing like he is.
Christian, what was the thought rushing to the line before the 2-minute warning in the first half and trying to get that third down playoff?
I mean, you know, obviously we wanted to score and we wanted to get it off. We thought that if we converted, we'd have more time. We'd be able to have this clock stopped and kind of regroup and focus on, you know, what our next play calls were going to be. But unfortunately, we didn't execute in that position and didn't get to take advantage of it.
Just Sullivan get you there?
I don't know. I don't know who stepped on me. I got my foot caught on somebody. Obviously, it was very graceful in that on that play. But, it was disappointing. Especially on that play, I know Jarius was coming open for a touchdown. We had to settle for a field goal. So it's miscues like that, especially against good teams. I mean, you don't want those, and those are things that we got to work on.
What's the significance today of having 9 different guys catch passes?
10 different guys, including me, right? I mean, it's very significant. There's a ton of guys, a ton of depth on this team. A lot of receivers, and then getting the tight ends and the backs involved. We got a ton of playmakers, and whoever, if someone's down like Percy was, we're going to find ways to keep winning. I mean, it's big time.
Christian, the scrutiny you've been under has been pretty hard to avoid the last couple of weeks. How have you handled? Do you just live in a bubble that way, or do you address it internally? Or how have you dealt with it the last couple of weeks?
No one puts more pressure on me than myself, and I know that I get disappointed in the way I play, and I know I can play better. So, no matter who writes what, I mean, it's not going to be as disappointing to read as what I say to myself. So, it doesn't bother me. It comes with the territory, and the criticism is justified in the play on the field. So, I know how to play better, and today was okay, and there's a ton of room to still keep improving.
Do you feel like you guys are ready to go on the road now, Chicago, Green
Bay? Good thing is a week off and then a week to prepare for Chicago. So, obviously, two very good teams. We're focused on Chicago now. One, I think, maybe the best team in the league right now. Great defense, and we're gonna have to be really focused and go take advantage of the opportunity that we have at hand. I mean, what's 6-4 now? We control our own destiny, and it's gonna be tough, but we'll be ready. All right, thanks, guys.